Hi, it's Doon here, your host and hype girl. And before we dive into today's episode, I want you to take a hot second to reflect. What's that passion, unique experience, or knowledge you have itching to be shared with the world? For me, it's always been about guiding you and cheerleading incredible women to start your businesses. So what's your thing? You see, everyone's got something they excel at, something they just can't stop talking about. And it turns out that one of the best ways to monetize those passions is through sharing that thing with the world as a digital course product. My life's work has been to chat with more than 600, 7, 8, and 9-figure e-commerce founders. And it's through those conversations that have led me to creating a foolproof playbook and my go-to guide for early-stage founders in the form of my first ever digital program, E-commerce Fundamentals. But it wouldn't have been possible without Thinkific. The beauty of this platform lies in its simplicity. Cute templates and a super easy to use editor. No coding headaches, no tech-induced stress, just pure focus on what matters most, the content. So if you've ever been curious about building a course to teach your passion, this is the way to do it. The genuine support from the Thinkific team turns it from this lonely, confusing headache into the most fulfilling and easy project. Go to the link in my show notes to get a free trial on me.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome back. Here are the 6 quick questions. Question number 1 is, what's your why? Why do you wake up every day and put time and money and energy and effort into Contour Cube?
I think I just love the idea of building something from the ground up. I think to me, life is really about creativity and being able to create a product that positively impacts so many people around the globe. And that makes me really happy. And I also get a real good kick out of knowing that we've inspired people to start their entrepreneurial journey. And that really adds to my why for sure.
Oh, I love that. Great answer. Question number two is, what has been your favorite marketing moment so far besides the Kardashian moment, since we've already covered it?
I think it's really just been the organic TikTok videos. I mean, the first ever video that really went viral for us was myself and my mom.
I love that video.
Yeah, I think the idea of really building that emotional connection with your audience, humanizing your brand by showing who you really are, and, you know, even family members in your business, and really showing like how you've created this brand and the inspiration behind it. I think that's really being like our key marketing moment since we've launched, really. That's really what catapulted the brand into the mainstream.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. Question number three is, what is your go-to business resource at the moment if you're thinking about a book or a podcast or a newsletter that you love and recommend?
I do love watching Diary of a CEO YouTube. I've gotten really into YouTube these days. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I really love his videos, just listening to the interviews that he does. We got into this like YouTube loop the other day, and we ended up watching like a video about the Lux Collective and how he started his business on TikTok as well. So anything really related to anything related to business on YouTube is kind of where we're hanging out these days.
I love that. Stephen Bartlett liked one of my videos once on TikTok, and I was like,
wow.
Fangirl moment. Oh my God, fangirl moment.
That's amazing.
I was really happy about it. Yeah, it was the video with Aaron Deering from Triangle, and I was like, this is pretty cool. He has watched your story. Maybe you're going to be on his show one day.
Oh my God, that's so amazing. I love that.
The power of TikTok, though. No, again, literally. Like, imagine Stephen Bartlett has 100% seen her face, knows her story because of this video that I, well, and mine too, but this video that I posted on TikTok. It's just so insane to me. Anyway, love TikTok. I will never stop shouting about it. Question number four is, how do you win the day? What are some rituals or habits that you kind of do on a daily basis that bring you happy vibes and joy?
I try so hard to just go for a walk in the morning and get that morning sun and do a big loop around like the park before I even try to look at my phone. So I really want to continue that ritual. We've also been doing like saunas a lot. So at 3 p.m., we usually go for a sauna break. It's been really good to kind of just decompress, sweat it all out, not look at your screen, and just kind of zen out for a little bit. I've also downloaded the Balance app, which is really good. You get it free for a year, actually.
good promo.
Good promo, right? yeah, no, it's been really good to kind of sit there and meditate, and then even helps you like meditate to like at night before you sleep. So that's been really good.
I haven't heard of that one before. I will add it to our recommendations list. Love that. Question number five, what has been your worst money mistake and how much did it cost you?
Worst money mistake? We're spending $6,000 on someone to help us with our Klaviyo. We were kind of sold the world, and we were told that they would do all our flows and it'll be all on brand. They'd have, you know, everything done from the graphics to the text and everything. But yeah, it wasn't what we expected, unfortunately. It was all copy and pasted from something else. The design wasn't on point. Yeah, we literally saw like another brand name within the text. And now, unfortunately, as a small business owner, you're like, Klaviyo seems like a lot, you know, like welcome flows, abandoned cart flows. Like it feels like a lot to set up. But at the end of the day, we could have paid someone on Fiverr to help us set something up, and then we could have got our graphic designer to help us revamp it, you know, to our brand guidelines. So
like a starting point, get you to the starting point and then iterate as you go.
Yes. Yeah. So at the moment, we're still like literally rebuilding it from, you know, getting our graphic designer to kind of remake it all. So,
oh man,
that was a fail.
I also find like in those kind of situations, often you're like, damn, my own storytelling would have just been better. Like, you know, following like a general prompt or kind of getting like some basic ideas and creating a swipe file again from like what you've seen that works really well, and then plugging in your own tone of voice and your own kind of, you know, your brand better than anyone else, right? So hate that for you. $6,000 is a lot. Question number six, last question. What is just a crazy story, good or bad, from your journey in building Contour Cube?
So something that I found pretty crazy is that we haven't launched a really cool new product in a while. We've been able to launch some like accessories and things like that and our like latest iSpatial towel, which has been really cool. But we're finally launching Gua Cube. So it's a Gua Sha and Contour Cube had a baby. And we've been really taking on the feedback from our customers in real time. We even actually had a really cute email that was sent to us from a school. And they were like, we actually studied your Shark Tank episode and we think that you should launch new shapes. And I was like, oh my gosh, yes. And we were already working on it at the time.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah. So we're really excited to see how things go. We've actually done a little bit of a hype to build it up on social media. So we've done a series and we actually use ChatGPT to help us create like these little riddles to increase engagement on all those posts and get people guessing what that next product is, which has been really cool because some people have guessed it right, but other people have given us all these really cool ideas of like what we could do next.
I know. That's what I thought. I was like, this is product development right here. You are getting unlimited cool suggestions that you could kind of build upon.
100%. And I'm just like, this is amazing because all of our audience and our customers and everyone who follows us is really seeing us as that like pioneer in that eye spatial space. And they're really connecting our brand with facial icing and icing in general. So that's been really, really cool to see.
I'm so excited. I have loved the riddles and the hype campaign of kind of, I feel like you've done a really good job of creating the buzz and the excitement without revealing what it is. And yeah, I'm excited. I obviously haven't like said anything in the post. I'm more like, oh my God, I'm so excited. But I've been reading what everyone has been saying as suggestions. And I'm like, there's so many good little gems here that might lead into future product development. I love this for you. Thank you so much for sharing that. And thank you so much for coming on the show. I always love our vibes.
Yes, thanks so much for having us.
Yay,
or me.
See you soon. Yeah, you. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's June here. Thanks for listening to this amazing episode of the Female Startup Club podcast. If you're a fan of the show and want even more of the good stuff, I'd recommend checking out femalestartupclub.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter. We send it out weekly, covering female-founded business news, insights and learnings in D2C, and interesting business resources. And if you're a founder building an e-commerce brand, you can join our private network of entrepreneurs called Hype Club at femalestartupclub.com/hypeclub. We have guests from the show joining us for intimate Ask Me Anythings, expert workshops, and a group of totally amazing, like-minded women building the future of D2C brands. As always, please do subscribe, rate and review the show, and post your favorite episodes to Instagram stories. I am beyond grateful when you do that.